Europeans pause today to remember the victims of the earthquake and tsunami. Buses and trains stopped, television broadcasts were interrupted, and workers in some factories put down their tools. And in Germany, the government announced a major increase in assistance to tsunami-affected countries to about $680 million over the next several years. More on the day in Europe from NPR's Emily Harris in Berlin.
The trains that make up the heart of Berlin's main public transportation system stood still for a minute at noon. In London, Big Ben chimed in commemoration.
3 minuti di silenzio in memoria delle vittime del maremoto in Asia e per solidarietà alle popolazioni.
Italian radio played somber music while an announcer explained why. In Berlin, Ute Faber attended a special church commemoration. She's donated over $100 to help victims of the tsunami.
We see how deeply frustrating and helpless and hopeless it seems to be at the end of the world and all your life is gone and all the maybe the people you like and love.
Before announcing the German government's increase in assistance, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder thanked everyone who has made an individual contribution, as well as aid workers now on the ground across Asia. But he said the hundreds of millions Germany pledged today is for the long term.
As important as immediate help is, it isn't enough. This money will be spent over at least 3 years, and at most five. It will depend on how fast projects can absorb the money.
Chancellor Schroeder denied that this high-profile contribution has anything to do with Germany's desire for a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. But politics have begun to infuse the aid effort a bit. Last week, a U.S. official said French aid programs aren't that big, generally. France responded by explaining it leads rich countries in development aid if it's counted as a proportion of GDP. The French government has contributed $65 million to tsunami victims. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hervé Latsous says there are no immediate plans for a big increase.
We want to do as much as we can for our Asian friends, and we will be doing that. But we have a number of ongoing programs, especially for Africa, and we have to keep working also on that.
Contributions to the tsunami victims have outstripped those to previous disasters. But even today, the World Health Organization put out another appeal. It said $60 million is urgently needed to get public health systems working again. Oliver Rosenbauer, a spokesperson for the WHO, says some of that has been promised.
Donor response, both public sector and private sector, has been tremendously generous. There's literally been an outpouring of funds and pledges. But it's important that the pledges which have been made to the international relief effort are turned into cash as quickly as possible.
One popular way to contribute in Europe is by sending a text message via cell phone to a special telephone number. Since that option became available in Britain 2 days ago, people have sent 25,000 such messages, each worth about $2.50. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.